Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello, I am your host, Connor.
And I'm Shauna.
And we are introducing episode 482 of Japan Top 10. And this time, we are going to talk about our August 2023 Artist of the Month, Vicky Blanca. But before we get into that, we have an announcement. And we're wondering if anyone would like to join our team. We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on our hosts to join our podcast. You can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. So just check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for more details. And without further ado, I think Shauna will start introducing our artist.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to introduce this artist because he has quickly become a new favorite of mine. And today we are talking about Vicky Blanca. So, Junyo Yamaike, or Vicky Blanca, is a singer-songwriter from Toyoyama, a suburb north of Nagoya in the Aichi Prefecture. So, he's best known for like the tenor vocals, phenomenal falsetto, and piano arrangements galore. His largest musical influences throughout his life, which you can hear through his music, are people like SMAP, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Billy Joel, and Mika.
I was thinking this when I was listening to his music, like, he reminds me so much of Higedan.
Yes.
Also plays piano, and yes, like, shows that he plays piano in his music videos. And like, if Higedan wrote or sang a song for Black Clover, the product would be Vicky Blanca. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but...
No, I can understand it, but I do feel like Vicky Blanca tends to lean a little bit more towards indie, softer, okay, not necessarily softer, but more mellowed out, you know, tunes, themes, where in like comparison to Higedan.
Yeah, Higedan is definitely a lot more pop,
yeah.
I think. A lot more like J-pop, and he reminds me of like these like I don't know what the genre is, like sometimes punk rock, but more just like teen rock, I guess, like US teen rock. I don't know how to describe it. Like, just reminds me of like what like I used to hear from like teen boy bands
indie
in like the US
pop.
Or like, you know, early indie pop. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Indie pop. Anyways, the point is that I'm just floored by his talent, and we can't wait to go and show his work with you all.
Absolutely.
He began writing songs on piano when he was in elementary school, and later guitar in junior high school, but never read music and always learned how to play by ear. He was first invited to perform at the global music convention called MUKON Seoul 2012 in South Korea, in 2012, and later on, the Osaka-based radio station FM 802, where his composition Wake Up Sweetheart reached the number one spot out of 300 songs.
Clearly making a name for himself from the very beginning. And you know, it's always artists that, like, I love it when there's a clear, like, you know, love for music. Because even when we talk about, like, artists like this, right, we don't talk about the general journey and struggles, especially if you've grown up loving music and to pursue that passion throughout your life, being that dedicated to it is definitely a feat, especially considering, especially when he kind of started out as well, you know, early 2000s, where music was never seen as a stable career. I just like seeing people who are dedicated to it win. And this, like, is one of those examples.
That's one thing that separates him from Hikedan. Like, this is an independent artist, you know, like, it's so amazing, like you said, that he managed to do this, you know. I know, of course, there's lots of teamwork involved and he has a big team, but it's still different than, like, having a group of other performers as well.
Yeah, definitely takes, like, something internally to kind of build yourself up like that. Some very intrinsic raw talent. And clearly it was seen by a lot of people because Vicky Blanca first signed with the indie label No Big Deal Records in 2014, under which he released the single Oh Boy, or Chasing Boy, and his first mini-album Tuberculin. So he then released his second mini-album Good Luck in the following year, and his song Fabulous remained the number one track for two consecutive weeks on the Aichi-based radio station Zip FM. His song Natural Woman was featured in a commercial for the green, like, smoothie brand On Naturel in 2016, and that same year he signed with the major label Avex Trax.
In 2018, Vicky Blanca made his name internationally with the song Black Rover, featured in the anime Black Clover. The same year, his song Walk was featured in the anime Flavors of Love, produced by Comix Wave Films, known for Makoto Shinkai's Your Name. The following year, he provided the ending theme Lucky Ending to the revival anime called Fruits Basket, which also was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2020, Vicky Blanca performed his second song for Black Clover, titled Black Catcher, which is also my personal favorite. And I'll let you guess what number spot this one is for, you know, this this episode, but it's not a hard guess. It's a very, very good song, so you'll find out. Anyways, and that has reached over 170 million streams on Spotify to date. And by the way, for our listeners, just on the pronunciation of Vicky Blanca, so in Japanese, the katakana is Bike Blanca. And so, just, I guess, when we say in English, we'll just say Vicky Blanca. But there are, you know, there is some ambiguity because some people will say, like, Vic Blanca. But anyways, yes, besides that disclaimer, Shana, please take the stage.
No, definitely. I mean, we must ensure that we respect the integrity of the artist here. And I mean, real kudos to him, because as of 2022, in addition to his solo music career, Vicky Blanca sings in a six-piece band called The Yogurts. And this is for the Osaka-based radio station FM 802. And the members of the Yogurts include Shiho Ochi from Superfly, Utaha from Wednesday Campanella, Moeka Shiotsuka from Kitsuji Bungaku, Shunichi Tanabe from Blue and Count, and Akira Matsumuro from Humbreeders. So quite a stellar band there, an ensemble for the ages. And Vicky Blanca's latest single is Kakume, which means revolution, and it was released on March 29th, 2023. He recently performed in Saudi Arabia at the Anime Village at City Walk on May 12th and 13th in 2023. It was my ultimate dream and goal to be able to go for this, so for anyone listening who happened to be there, I hope you were able to catch Vicky Blanca's performance. And I guess over now as well, but if you were in Paris, I guess, for the Japan Expo, you would have heard him as a musical guest and the Japan Expo was held in July 13th and 16th this year.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned the Yogurts, because I recognize that band name, the Yogurts. Mm. I'm sure I have a few songs from them on my playlist, but no, I had no idea the cast and the. I've been obsessed with Hitsuji Bungaku for so long, and also for our last Artist of the Month episode that I also helped host, it featured Wednesday Campanella.
Ah.
It was just really cool learning about the transition of the artist and that group, and that name, I should say. But yeah, and Hitsuji Bungaku, like, I think they're very unique, and like that's kind of like exactly like my kind of music, like gritty kind of like Japanese like female group rock bands. Like, it's just so cool, you know, like it just is so cool.
Definitely, they are. Hitsuji Bungaku is definitely an artist that has a special place in the hearts of those who love, you know, that scene, right? And I mean, I think we've spoken about this before, with your love for that kind of music, the slight rock, gritty type.
Oh yeah, no, like I think most of my favorite artists and groups are just three-person rock bands from Japan. Like, that's just like the golden formula. And like most of them are female rock bands, I think, but there are a few male ones that, you know, are like also like you know, Higedon. That's one thing I'm very great, like, yeah, they got me hooked on J-pop. Another quick announcement, if you're interested in showing off your indie band, or if you're an artist and you also would like to go and put your music out there, you can be featured on a podcast. So if you reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp, we may feature you in a future episode. You can see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And our next song is Winter Beats, which we mentioned earlier. Again, by our famous Vika Blanca.
Okay. けば二人隣テレビつけて同じとこで笑って分かったことはそうか僕は単純に君が好きでずっと一緒にいたいんだ「いつまでも I love you」「夏風の香り何もかも」「さあこれからどうか」「真っ白な君と二人」「とは言い歩けたら」「さあ You know さあいつだって飛んで素敵な」「Baby I love you」「僕たちは」私はこの日のため歩いてきたんだよさあ言えないこから飛んでいけるさ君だけで I love you I love you
So Winter Beat was featured on Vika Blanca's second album called Wizard, which I love that name. That's a really cool album name, which was released on November 21st, 2018.
So Winter Beat can be interpreted as a Christmas or Valentine's Day love song with the lyrics, I arrived at your house before disappearing in the clouds, bearing a gift of only love. A box stuffed with bitter chocolate and $1,000 worth of things I heard you liked. I have to admit, I love the sentiment.
Yeah, I think I'll be philosophical again for a second. I think it's, you know, it's always great to say, overemphasize things, you know, like maybe they won't be 100% straight, like maybe you're hyperbolizing too much, but I think that, you know, if you, for example, if you love someone, I think if you do anything that shows your love, and even it's like speech, if you say something that's kind of crazy, like even like in the song lyrics, like it's just, even though it's crazy and even though it's unrealistic, it's still very nice and it still means something, you know?
Mm.
Just because it's not possible or not realistic doesn't mean it doesn't have any value, you know?
Absolutely.
Winter Beat was chosen as the number 3 fan favorite song in a poll taken by Vika Blanca in preparation for his 2022 Best Of album. It's called Best Album Supervillain. That's all you have to know, okay? But normally artists have it, like they have a Best Of album,
yeah.
You know? And that's just the title of his. Sorry, that was a headache. First and second place went to Ooh La La and Hokuto Shichise, respectively, which we've already played for you. And I think those definitely deserved those spots.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed the song, and it ties back into... We were talking about how... you know, Vika Blanca brings in those sort of themes of seasons into his music.
Mm.
So I really like this song overall. I mean, also, I can hear the Christmas vibes, if that makes sense.
Interesting. I can too, actually. Now that you say that, I can too.
Like the acoustic sort of laid-back winter feel.
Yeah, and the music video really helps with that too. Like the music video definitely...
Oh, absolutely.
It just gives off... winter, like I guess it makes the beat winter, it makes it a winter beat, you know.
Definitely up there on the list of fun winter songs, I guess. But that being said, if we need to talk about fun songs, Sote no Vampire is not one to miss.
せぬ展開はいつだってさ感動的目は口ほどにも Know you 強がってちゃ叶わないそう誰だって邪魔できない場所へ君をさらって分かり合っていたい眩しすぎる空焦がすエトセトラ始まりそうなそんな音がつく響いたからかわないで少しだけ近くに来てよ Live Vampire Vampire この機会に
明したいんだよ Computer My love, I'm your vampire考えすぎてる君なんかもう身動きが取れないなとうなずいた君を見たら胸がつくつく痛んだ抵抗はやめてどこまでも連れて行きますドライバーヴァンパイアヴァンパイア怖くて目を背けていた場所に君と落ちてみたいんだよ想像したままにそしてよからかわないで少しだけ近くに来てよ Liar ヴァンパイアヴァンパイアこの機会にぜひどれだけ君のこと好きか証明したいんだよコンピューター My love
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that was Sotte no Vampire, a Vampire of the Blue Sky. So this was released as part of the digital EP, Hey, which was released on July 12th in 2021. And it was also on the album Fate, which was released on September 1st, 2021.
Sotte no Vampire has an upbeat EDM sound and music video, and in which Vika Blanca performs as a DJ in the music video.It was just so curious because, like, during my research for Vika Blanca, I was like, oh, you know, he has, like, lots of really good songs and a really big fan base. The next thing I was like, oh, he plays piano. Next, I was like, oh, he plays guitar. And then I was like, wait.
He's a DJ?
Yeah, I he looks like he's, like, pretty experienced in music videos. So I'm going to go and say that, you know, he has some experience being a DJ. But maybe, like that explains the EDM and his other songs, too. And so...It was a very fun surprise.
Definitely. I really also enjoyed the general rock vibe of this song, which in true Vicky Blanca fashion conveys the themes that generally like carry throughout this album in specific, which is fate. And a lot of the themes, if you notice, tend to surround or talk about falling in love, breaking up,And Sotte no Vampire is absolutely no exception because it describes the first time you meet your new love. And it's this weird, like, sort of... It talks about that moment where, you know, your life just kind of changes. So it's quite beautiful that way. And the music video is definitely like sort of visually striking that way. Like when you said, you know, when you were talking about how he's a DJ in the music video as well. It's a really fun watch. And I feel like this is one particular song that you kind of should watch the music video with as well. So now that you've heard the song, I definitely recommend going and checking out that music video.
Yeah, no, I like this. The title of the song is really interesting, like Sōten no Vampire. And I mean, like, I kind of understood like why that's the title, like once I watched the music video. And so I would recommend doing that as well.
Mm.
And this is just like a side note, but like, I don't know, the way that Vika Blanca says like vampire and like other, like there's like quite a bit of English in his songs, like, but like, he has a good accent, so like I don't know, it sounds like he has some pretty good talent in terms of English, so that's just really cool. But anyway, it's such a side note. But oh, we have another announcement. If you want to advertise on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners, which is crazy. And I believe it, around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. If you'd like to advertise on a podcast, check out our website, jtop10.jp. Thank you. We'll play our second to last song for you, which is called Mirage. So Mirage is one of my more enjoyable ones from songs from Vika Blanca, and it's the fourth single released on August 19th from 2020, and it was also featured as the opening theme song for Fuji Television's revenge drama Ryu no Michi, which sounds pretty cool.
So according to an interview with Real Sound magazine, the music video for Mirage marked the first time Vicky Blanca tried wire flying, which is insane that, like, that's something he chose to incorporate in the music video itself. It's actually really cool.
It's really cool. And I think, like, that just suits the lyrics even more. The lyrics are really cool. But Vicky Blanca performed the song live for the first time 4 days after its release at a drive-in concert at Banpaku Kinen Park in Osaka on August 24th, 2020. And I mean, I don't know if I'm sure some of the listeners aren't. I mean, if you don't know what a drive-in, like, I've never heard of a drive-in concert before, but I'm familiar with drive-in movies, which are like such a fun and enjoyable thing to do in the US. Mm. At least that's where I've done it. It's you take your car and you go to they have like a giant blow-up screen outside and they play a movie on there like all night long, basically play movies all night long, and just you back in and you sit down, you sit in like the trunk or like, you know, on the front seat, and you just watch the movie in your car, and it's so nice, and like it's so quiet and dark outside, and like, anyways, a drive-in concert sounds even better, especially in Osaka. Like that's a dream. I'm gonna do that. That's on my bucket list now.
Done. It sounds like a really fun. This is something I have to do. I respect that. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a really fun addition to the Vicky Blanca list, I suppose. And, you know, it talks about illusions and dreams that kind of run away from you and all of that. And I really like it. It's definitely one of my personal favorite Vicky Blanca songs, which is, like, I understand that it's not everyone's favorite, but it's mine and I will stand by it. It's definitely one of my, like, top favorites here. Because it's a really interesting fusion of rock and EDM that, okay, not EDM, but like you can hear like the sort of electric guitar in the back as well.
No, I know what you mean. Like there is a distinction between, yeah, like the rock and the, you know, electronic like elements. Like they're that's what I think is very interesting with Vicky Blanca, is that you find that there's like, while it is cohesive, there's still like clear boundaries on the on the instrument and the music that you're hearing, and you can tell like the different parts, and like I think it's kind of, it feels like it's intentionally kind of kept separate, but it definitely works, I think, in most of the cases.
Absolutely. And I guess that brings us to another actually really quick announcement, which is, if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club. So you can join us at jtop10.jp/club, and starting at just $1 a month, you can support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. So that's more Vicky Blanca for you, and fun, hopefully fun commentary and more from all of us.
And I will say, it is definitely very worth it. Because not only do you get 3 times the amount of songs, like each song that we play is really cool. And you get to hear me and Shana and or Andy and Kusei or, you know, whoever. There's so much content and like funny conversations, you know, that happen. And $1, like it's so worth it.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, hopefully you enjoy listening to Japanese music. That being said, we're down to our last song for today, which is why this should be slightly heartbreaking, but we're ending with a bang. I'm actually gonna let Connor take this one, because I do believe this is his favorite song. So please feel free to go ahead.
You're too kind. Yeah, so, well, Black Catcher, it's next song, and we're gonna play it for you right now, and we will talk about it after you listen to it. We'll be right back. So that was Black Catcher. It was pretty cool, right? It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was released on January 8th, 2020, and it was featured as the 10th opening theme to the anime series Black Clover. That's right, 10th opening theme. There are so many opening themes. And another fun fact, having watched the entire anime, all of the themes are so good. Have you seen it too, Shana?
I most definitely have. I'm a massive Black Clover fan.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, yeah, so we can both attest to this. It's very hard for an anime to have like consistently good opening themes, but Black Clover is the one of the few. Like,
oh, definitely.
I don't think I skipped like, you know, any of the episodes, any of the opening themes. Like, I just would always listen to it. But yes, the 10th opening theme for the anime series Black Clover.
And this song, Black Catcher, is easily Vicky Blanca's most popular track to date, with over 56 million views on YouTube, which is actually quite insane.
Yeah, and but according to a 2022 interview with Ongaku Natali magazine, Vicky Blanca was shocked by the breakout success of Black Rover, the third opening theme song he wrote for Black Clover, after it reached 50 million streams upon its release. He contacted the anime's staff directly to ask to do another theme song, promising the staff the next song would reach 1 million streams. The song has now reached 172 million streams on Spotify alone.
This is the definition of under-promise and over-deliver, I think.
Oh, well said, well said. Yeah, and yeah, that's actually a really cool backstory. I think the thing that I appreciate the most about this song is the piano. Like, I like how it like rolls, yeah. And it's like kind of swing. It swings like it's that's the piano is like what makes it so enjoyable for me.
And of course, Vicky Blanca's, I think, vocals really shine in this song. Definitely make its presence and cements how good of a like vocalist Vicky Blanca is. God, I mean, he definitely brings his A game with this song.
No, like for real, like I watched a live performance of this as well, and he's so talented. Like, he's so precise, both with like the notes, like when he sings. Like, a lot of artists, like, you hear them sing live, and it's like so different from how they sing on like, you know, their recorded, their studio albums. But it was almost exactly like the recording. Like, it was so perfect. And like, I think also his voice is what makes it sound like, I think, so similar to Black Clover, just as like an idea. And like, I think also like it's very closely tied with the last song, his other song, Black Rover.
Yeah, absolutely. So the music video for this particular song features Vicky Blanca, but he's unconscious and hooked up to an IV. So a nurse administers pills, and all this is while another version of himself exists in his head, fighting a cat man to death. So there's lots happening here, and it definitely kind of ties into the type of fights and like the dynamism of Black Clover in and of itself.
Yeah, the music video is really cool, and I mean, also there's also an anime music video on his YouTube channel. If you have already watched it, then it's also just like a nice like throwback. But if you haven't watched Black Clover and you are looking for a reason to get into it, just watch that video. It's really cool. Yeah, that's a really cool song. Are there any like closing thoughts or remarks you'd like to make, Shana?
I have to admit, I'm really glad we ended on this song. It brings us full circle from Black Rover to Black Catcher. The list of Vicky Blanca's musical achievements and hallmarks reigns on. And I'm actually really excited to see what more he brings us in the future, right? He's definitely an artist who I can see growing and thriving in his own right.
Yeah, no, I think I also learned a lot from doing research and hosting this episode, and I think I found a new artist to follow. I think when I first saw Vicky Blanca on paper, or like, you know, like on my screen, I was like, Vicky Blanca, like, who's that, you know? And I was like, oh my, like I looked it up on like my playlist, and I was like, oh, Black Rover, oh, Black Catcher, like, this is the person. And so now I have another artist I'm following as well, and so I'm also very excited to see what he does in the future.
Absolutely. And I guess that's it from us and our Vicky Blanca journey. But never fear, because Miyabi will be joining you guys in little over 2 weeks from now to bring you the biggest top 10 hits from Japan for August's top 10 countdown. So I guess that's it from Connor and I and the world of Vicky Blanca, at least from us, right? We hope we have pushed you to explore from animes like Black Clover and films like Flavors of Youth to Vicky Blanca's music in and of itself. I guess that is us signing off on this episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.